Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, hallelujah, most gracious and most heavenly Father, in Jesus' name we come this morning, Father, in the spirit of submission. We come this morning, Father, hallelujah, lifting up your holy and your righteous name. We come this morning, Father, confessing every sin of omission and commission. We come this morning, Father, with an attitude of gratitude. We come this morning, Father, grateful that we can come, Father. We come in faith, Father. We come, hallelujah, to declare your glory in all the earth. We come, Father God, Oh, Father God, so grateful for your grace and new mercies that have embraced us this morning, for your keeping power on our lives, Father, from keeping us from danger seen and unseen, for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract, Father, that Satan has devised against us and our future, Father. And we say thank you for the blood of Jesus. We say thank you, Father God. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit and a host of angels encamped round about us. Thank you for the power of your word, and thank you for the body of Christ, Father God. We say thank you for the gift of salvation. We say thank you for destiny and purpose. Father, we thank you for the gift of life and eternal life, Father, abundant life. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father God, that we've come this far by faith, Father God, and we have no intentions on stopping. We have no intentions, Father, because it's nothing to stop for. It's nothing to stop for, Father. But we bless you and we say thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for this platform, Father God, to come and to lift up the name of Jesus. We say thank you, Father God, for the partners in this ministry. We say thank you, Father God, for their work in your kingdom. We say thank you, Father God, for us working together in this part of the vineyard to uphold your righteousness. We say thank you that your word will never return into your void, but it always accomplishes everything that you've sent it forth to do. So we love you and we say thank you, Father, for bringing us through this whole week. Nobody but you. Millions didn't make it. Millions didn't make it, Father, but we did. But we did. And we're still standing, and after we've done all the stand, we're going to still be standing, because we're standing on your promises, your unfailing promises, your promises that never fail, never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever. So we bless you. So, Father, take control of the services today. Hallelujah. You and you alone be glorified, your people edified. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Lord over our lives. We declare it, we decree it, we believe it, and we receive it. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Amen and amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Morning, morning, morning. Top of the morning to you, 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 and you. Amen. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. As we come to lift up his holy and his righteous name. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda, giving God praise, amen, for all that he has done, is doing, and will do. Amen. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Amen. If you are a first-time visitor to our platform, welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. For the last 10 years and 3 months now. Amen. So please enjoy the services to point that you just make a decision to be a part of us. Amen. And so we thank God for you. Amen. Glory be to God. All of our services are archived. Amen. At blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. Hit the follow button while you're there. Amen. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Amen. We bless the Lord. Our website is lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. All right, saints, we pray that everyone's excited. Wow, because God has brought us to another day. And we do not take it for granted. We do not take it lightly. Why? Because we know that millions did not make it from day to day to day. But we did. We did. And we know God has a plan in keeping us. Amen. And we intend to fulfill his purposes. Amen. The will of God for the glory of God. We want to thank God. Amen. For our services all this week. Amen. Some good stuff has been coming through. Well, we know for the last 10 years, some good stuff, amen, that we talk about and share through the scriptures every morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It might be a different menu every morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes, amen, we get a bowl of cereal, healthy cereal. Sometimes we get a little bacon and a little egg. Sometimes we get a little fruit, a little home fries. But regardless, amen, it's all good. It's all good. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And it's all good for us. Amen. So some of us might not like oatmeal like me. Amen. I put my oatmeal in a milkshake. Amen. Glory be to God. Like I did this morning. Amen. And it's a good thing. My doctor said, look, amen, to keep your cholesterol level down. She said, look, I tell you what. She said, get a blender. She said, load it up with fruit, as much fruit as you want. Amen. She said, put a half a cup of oatmeal in there. Amen. She said, put, amen, some silk milk. Amen. And some honey. And she said, and drink that. And, oh, yeah. And I'm telling you, it works. Amen. Some of you need to try it. And then she said, for the evening, instead of putting fruit, you put in a vegetable, spinach, that type of thing. And I'm telling you, to keep your cholesterol down, unclog some of them arteries too, saints. Amen. Glory be to God. So we just want to bless the name of the Lord. Amen. For our spiritual breakfast for champions. Amen. Glory be to God. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen and amen. All right, saints. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to get straight into the word on this morning. Amen. And we just want to thank God. Hallelujah for, oh my God, I was just thinking about it, just how blessed we are, just how blessed we are, amen, where, you know, we're just so blessed here in this ministry, you know, and then as you guys have seen over the last 6 weeks with all the different ministers coming and sharing a word, amen, as the Lord had given unto them, glory be to God. And we're just blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is why the Lord tells us to start right here at Judah. Amen. Right where you are. Amen. Then go on. Then extend out. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Okay. Coming to us this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for this woman of God. Amen. Glory be to God. When I think about her, amen, she is a very serious individual. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. No jesting and playing games. Amen. Glory be to God. She is a prophetess. Amen. She is a seer. Uh-huh. She is loyal. Amen. She's a loyal supporter. Amen. She is a prayer warrior. Amen. She's a teacher. She's a God lover. And she walks by faith and not by sight. Amen. She walks in love. She walks in power. And she walks in humility. Amen. She is a friend to this ministry, the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Glory be to God. She is our dear sister and minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm talking about our elder, amen, Nadine Hedgeman. Amen. Glory be to God. She has many handles. Amen. But we just want to thank God that she is a servant leader. Amen. Glory. She lives by example. Amen. Glory be to God. She lives by example. And so we bless God for her. So without any further ado, amen, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others, amen, our elder Nadine Hedgeman, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities. In Jesus' name, amen. Elder Hedgeman, are you there?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Dr. Pastor Alfreda Bradford. Thank you for this opportunity.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank God for the life word, Jesus, Kingdom Ministry, and all of my co-laborers in the gospel, and all of you that are listening this morning by way of airways. God is amazing, God. So I'm coming to you this morning. I'm going to read Isaiah 50 and verse 4. This is what I stand on. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to them that is weary. He's wakened morning by morning. He awakened my ear to hear as the learned. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn. That is God's word. That is not the word for today, but this is my theme song. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you. We honor your presence this morning, Lord. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to your people, your word. So we ask that your word would fall on good ground, that it would reveal, it will bring clarity. It will not convict, but it will build up. It will root and bring forth fruit into the hearer, that the spirits may come alive and want to bless your name. I will say what you say to say, and I will say and do what you ask me to do. And when you're done, Holy Spirit, I will close my mouth. To God be the glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. I will, today, the Lord wants to talk to us about strongholds. I'm coming from 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Some of you may be familiar with these two verses of scripture, 4 and 5. But please, I beseech you, get your pen, get your pencil, by the Spirit of the living God is moving. Someone on this line, on this airway, yokes will be broken off of you through this word today. Your body will be healed. You will get the answer that you've been asking and inquiring of the Lord. If you came with expectation this morning to hear from our Heavenly Father, allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for the pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations. I like this term someone used, arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So here's your first question. What is a stronghold? You might want to write that down. Second, but we're going to explore, why are strongholds important in warfare? Yes, that's what I said. So a stronghold is a place, not a person. In the Oxford language, a stronghold is a way of thinking and feeling that has developed a life of its own in a person. You know how we just develop stuff on our own because we think, don't ask for direction, don't wait, but we just throw it up. A stronghold in the Webster Dictionary says, as a noun, a place that has been fortified, so as to protect it against an attack. A fortress, a place where a particular cause or belief is strongly defended or upheld. You know, when we believe something, we know it, we hold on to it. When people say, we're talking about strongholds, oh, my mom always did it like that. That's how we was raised. You know, oh, I ain't going to change. That's just how it is. Leave me alone. Stronghold. Nobody cares. Nobody loves me. Some of us sometimes might have said that, not realizing that it was a stronghold. I can't do that. Negative thinking, negative emotions, hurt feelings. Somebody hurt your feelings. You still holding on to stuff from 45 years ago. It's a stronghold. But today, God wants to set you free. Past trauma, present trauma, God wants to heal you. From the shame, embarrassment, just to name a few, insecurities, low self-esteem is a stronghold. Nobody cares. Just to name a few. But now, let's talk about it, the word strong as a noun. Able to withstand great force or pressure. Not easily to break, damage, vigorous. I like what Ephesians 6 and 10 says. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I know you're saying now, how does that line up with this? But keep listening, keep fighting, and let the Holy Spirit do its job. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Strong as an adjective is powerful, it's healthy, it produces power. Not weak. Jesus reminded us that he gave us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy. Are you using that power to pull down that stronghold? It's okay. Ephesians 6 and 11. But on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Again, we're talking about, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, arguments, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. A stronghold is against God. Amen. Whole, we talk about the word whole separate from strong. As a noun, an act or a manner of grasping something, power, or control. You know how we like to be in control? We want to control our Father. We want to control God. Sometimes we want to control the Holy Spirit. Now talk about try to control the leaders that God has placed over us. Or our husband, our wives, our children. That's a stronghold when you want to be in control. Influence. Now as a verb, carry or support with one's hand. Keep or detain, imprison. Clutch, possess, take ownership. You know how we take ownership, but you didn't know that's a stronghold in a form of witchcraft. Likely to persuade or convince people that something is true, real, or correct. Woo-hoo. Just remember, stronghold. We talking about strongholds, spiritual warfare. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. Listen to this. These are fighting words for us. Amen. These words, fighting words, are meant as a metaphoric. They speak of weapons, strongholds, high things, and bringing into captivity. Yet, these are not carnal or worldly weapons, but spiritual ones. Not strongholds of stone, but imaginations or arguments. Not high things in high towers, but thoughts. 2 Peter 1 and 3 says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life, godliness through knowledge of him, that have called us to glory and virtue. That's what he called us to, so we can eliminate the stronghold. A stronghold is a defense structure, because sometimes we use it as a defense mechanism not to let anyone in, even God. Why are strongholds important in warfare? Why are they? Listen, defense, high fort, refuge, Psalms 9 and 9. The Lord will always be a refuge for the oppressed, the refuge in the time of trouble. Yes, a cliff could be a stronghold because it's high and inaccessible to one's enemy. And that's where you got to be. You got to be high above the enemy when you're in a spiritual warfare. Because remember, our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty in God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 23 and 14 could be a man-made fortress. Psalms 144 and 2 says, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, and he whom I trust. Do you trust him today? Are you willing to let him remove the stronghold and give you the defense for your warfare? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Ephesians 6 and 16 says, above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. A stronghold is only a threat. Listen very carefully. A stronghold is only a threat if there are enemy soldiers inside. I'll repeat that again. A stronghold is only a threat if there are enemy soldiers inside. Indeed, a stronghold can also be a place of comfort, a safe place. It can be a place of comfort and a safe place. 2 Samuel 22, 3, 2 and 3 says, it says, and he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, and my savior. Thou savest me from the violence. That was David. He was reminded. The persons or persons inside the stronghold could be your enemy or your friend. I'll repeat that again. The person or person inside the stronghold could be your enemy or your friend. In a spiritual stronghold, there could be demons or the Holy Spirit. A spiritual stronghold is a habitual pattern of thought built into one's thought life. Satan and his enemies want to capture the minds of people. The mind is the catalyst of the soul. He who controls the mind, so whoever controls your mind, controls a very, very strategic place. If it's not the Holy Spirit, if it's not the Word of God, listen to what Romans 8, verses 5 and 6 says. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Why are strongholds important in warfare? If you want the abundant life and peace that Jesus promised, you must let your capture the stronghold up there. And up there is in your mind. Proverbs 23:7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Life and death is in the power of our tongue. You may need to silence that little lawyer who steps out of that dark corner of your mind. You know, that one that's in your mind, that stronghold that we got to pull down, that imagination, that thing that exalts itself above God and bring it into captivity. It's pleading. This is what it's saying. It's pleading. My client is not so bad. Stronghold. If you let that wimp fence attorney will defend you just fine. If you want him to defend you and you continue to hold on to that stronghold, but you will never see what's wrong in you or never face your strongholds so there can be a change in your mind and in your walk and in your life. But who is the best defense attorney of all time and a defender of every stronghold? His name is Jesus. Oh, yes. His name is Jesus. How does he defend you with these strongholds? How does he justify you in this battle, this warfare, his blood, and his resurrection power? So I behold you today. Pull down the stronghold. Have your spiritual defense. Build a strong spiritual defense. I didn't come up with these 9 things. Someone else, I just got it through my reading. Be a river, not a swamp. John 7:38. Number 2, identify blessings. Be like Moses. Speak words of blessings. Numbers 6:24-26. 4, nurture and share a prayer life. 5, take steps of faith. 6, restore someone's faith. Be a grateful person. Serve, be a servant. John 13:1-5. I say stronghold. S, God is our strength and our shield and our buckler. When we take the T, God is our strong tower, and the righteous run in our safe. God is our refuge, our healer, Jehovah Nissi, our banner. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is our high priest. He's omnipotent. He is the God of love, and he is divine. Father, I thank you, and I pray this prayer over your people right now. I pray and I nullify every satanic prayer by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. I nullify every satanic challenge by the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name over your people. I nullify every satanic decree against their life in the name of Jesus. I nullify every satanic desire upon their life by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. I nullify every deception concerning their life in the name of Jesus. I nullify every satanic decision taken by life in them in the name of Jesus. I nullify every satanic agreement standing against their life by the blood of Jesus. I nullify the satanic conspiracy in the heavenlies against their lives in the name of Jesus. I nullify every satanic conspiracy on earth against their life in the name of Jesus. I nullify every satanic plan and program for their life in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare the blessings of the Lord upon them, and that they walk in their kingdom authority in the name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord God. Let your word fall on good ground. Let it bring forth fruit. Holy Spirit, you operate. You perform the surgery. You prevail. And you do it right now, God. Thank you for answering that prayer, that request, before they got on this line, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I've said what you had me to say, and I seal this prayer and your word. It will do the work, because you said you send your word, and you will heal, deliver, and set free, and you watch over it. I dispense the angels of the Lord upon your people to war on their behalf, to bring them into the saving knowledge of who they are in you, and let them walk and pull down every stronghold and every imagination, that they will build a wall of defense as they war in the spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless them. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
glory, Jesus. Glory.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus. Thank
you for the breakthrough, God. Thank you for the breakthrough, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the breakthrough, Father.
Coming off, Lord. Hey, glory to God.
Thank you for the breakthrough, Father.
Glory to God.
Hey, God. Thank you for breaking the stronghold, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for deliverance, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the execution of your word this morning, God. Thank you for breaking the yokes, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you for breaking the chains.
Thank you, God.
That the prison bars are open, God. It's open. It's open, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, God, for removing the dark places, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for setting your people free, God. Thank you for liberty, God. We call the devil a liar and the father of lies. There's no truth in him. There's no truth in him. He cometh to steal, kill, and to destroy. Thank you, God. Thank you for the liberating word on this morning, God. Thank you for the liberating word. Thank you, Father God, that will not return into you void. The work has already been accomplished, God. Thank you, God. for helping your people to hear, to believe, and to receive. In Jesus' name. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Oh, God, thank you for your anointing this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, God, the power is in the anointing. Oh, God, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Life is in the Spirit, Father God. Oh, my God. We say thanks. Thank you, God, for a saturated word on this morning. Thank you for a saturated word, God. Oh, God, we say yes. We say yes. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. We hear the chains falling, God. We hear the chains falling. We hear the chains falling, Father. We hear the chains falling. Oh, yeah, God. Oh, yeah, God. Yeah, God. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Yes.
Dr. Bradford.
Yes.
Someone on the line, their head's on yellow. I don't know where you are, what city, what state. I don't know, but it's moving, closing out. You're sitting there. You have on yellow. And you wanted an answer. God has answered you. You wanted confirmation. Please. Don't negotiate with him anymore.
Amen. Amen. The word is going forth. The word is going forth. Somebody has on yellow. I don't know. Maybe it's your teeth. Somebody got on yellow. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for the word of God on this morning. Huh? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, for his liberty. Huh? Oh, my God. You said so much. You said so much. Amen. This was a loaded teaching. I said, just let me listen. Then I'll come back later on this afternoon and listen again and take my notes. Amen. It was so much. I ain't want to miss nothing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our spiritual defense. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strongholds, only a threat. Amen. If there's enemies inside, amen. Strongholds, amen. One to bring us to the glory and the virtue of God. Amen. Glory be to God. She really, amen. Who controls your mind is what? Who controls your mind? Whoever controls your mind controls the fortified places. Being fortified. My God. And you know what, sister? Amen. You touched on the scripture you started with, Ephesians 6:10. It's the very scripture that we're working with in our spiritual warfare training this morning. Amen. That we're going to be having from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. this morning, 1 hour. The same scripture. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The same scripture, amen, the Lord gave me to start with, amen, the focus on that one scripture, amen. And we just want to thank God, amen, for you. Oh, my God. And the spirit is still working. The spirit is still working. The spirit is still working. Have your way, God. Lord, have your way. Have your way, God. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. The spirit is still working. Hallelujah. The spirit is still working. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The spirit is still working. Glory be to God. The spirit is still working. A prophet, amen. Someone just sent me a text message. Glory be to God. Amen. They just wanted to know, could you just, what is the Lord saying to the person with the yellow on?
They know.
Amen.
They know.
Amen. Amen.
They know.
Amen. Amen.
Stop negotiating.
Stop negotiating. Amen. Stop negotiating. Oh, my God, Jesus. Ha! Go to the Baba. Stop negotiating. Oh, God. Let God bring the stronghold down. It's time to break it up. It's time to break it up, saints. She said you're keeping the Holy Spirit out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God, that carnality is saying you're keeping the devil out. No, 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 no. That's self-righteous spirit. No, you're keeping the Holy Spirit out.
Holy Spirit out.
Oh, my God.
Is disobedient to God.
Oh, Jesus.
He said, bring everything into the obedience of Christ.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
You got to let go of that child, too. Keep trying to hold on to them children.
Ah! My
your
God,
safety
Jesus.
Net, your safety net. God wants more. He got a plan for your life. You want to walk in his authority. You got to be free. Link up with somebody to pray you through.
Please, oh, my God.
Please, sir, please, man, sister, brother.
Thank you.
Child of God.
Thank you.
You have been adopted into the family of God. Time is winding up. We must be about our Father's business. How can you defend the gospel when you hold one to struggle?
Jesus, have mercy, God. Jesus, have mercy.
Inside of you. Feel his glory. Please. Please, please.
Thank you. Thank you.
Don't listen to my voice. Listen to the voice that's coming through me.
Oh, yes, God. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, God. Thank you.
When you get your deliverance, when you be set free in the stronghold of God, please give your testimony to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Because it's to God first. But he said, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. and by the words of her testimony. And that's what the word is for. We are here. We are one. You can't move the arm limping in the leg, shaking, and the eye can't see, and the mouth can't talk. We are here. The ear got a ear. The glory.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, saints. That's it. The Lord has spoken. The Lord has spoken, and we say amen.
Amen.
And we say amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. It is so. Oh, my God. The Spirit is so strong this morning. I'm going straight to the benediction. Sister, if you have an announcement, please put it in. I know you have some things going in your ministry and in your projects. If you'd like to share, please take this time to do so. Amen. And then we're going to give the benediction because the Lord has already spoken.
You can give the benediction, Dr. Bradford.
Amen. And to God be praise. Amen. We want to thank you. Amen. Thank you. We want to thank God, for God has spoken. God has spoken. The Lord has spoken. He who had an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And he's still moving. God. The Lord's willing, we'll be back in 1 hour. At 8 o'clock for spiritual warfare training from 8 to 9. As the Spirit of the Lord is moving upon your heart, saying, say amen, just let go. Just let go. This is between you and God. I don't need to open up the lines for this. Amen. Open up your lines. Open up your personal line. Glory be to God. Disconnect from this call and fall on your knees. Disconnect from this call and go in your spiritual closet. Disconnect from this call and go in the bathroom. Go sit in the garage. Just go for a walk around the corner. Just do what you need to do. Saints. And let God be God. Stop negotiating. Father, we say thank you for the anointing. Thank you, Father God, for using, hallelujah, the elder, the prophetess, the seer, the cloud of God. Hallelujah, to come, Father God, hallelujah, with the axe, with the battle axe. Oh, my God. Cutting through the forest of the strongholds, manipulating us to live like we're living for the devil, and we say we love God. Thinking, Father God, evil when we say we love God. Doing stuff contrary to your word, and we say we love God. Father God, having us living like hypocrites. Because we are dominated by strongholds that we refuse, Father God, to bring down. Father God, the word has come forth and we say thank you for it. And Father God, you're still moving. Oh my God, and you're not going to finish moving, Father God. Hallelujah, until the work is done. And we say thank you for loving us so much. To bring such a word, Father God, in due season. Whoo! Thank you, thank you, thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, and as we conclude this call, help us not to conclude our seeking you, Father God, rending our hearts and not our garments. Stop talking about it and being about it. Stop activating some faith. Stop pressing to your word. And let the word of God work, Father, that we might be free once and for all. Father God, that you can do like you want to do in our lives. We're holding up our own blessing. We're holding it up. Because we refuse to cooperate with you, but we say thank you for the liberty of your word that have set the captives free on this day, Father. We bless you, and we say thank you, God. Bless the elder, everybody under the sound of our voice. Thank you for us serving all this week, God. We say thank you for it. Thank you for the services all this week, and especially today. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to protect your faults for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, 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 and amen again. Amen. And Satan is defeated, darkness is failed, Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. And every spirit of retaliation we bind in Jesus' name, we seal this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at Jesus' feet. And we say, thank you, Father, for deliverance that has finally come. Oh, my God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. Thank you for your participation all this week. Lord's willing, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and in 1 hour at 8 o'clock, our spiritual warfare training on our altar of prayer number 385-799-9729. God bless, God bless, God bless. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Pastor Bradford signing out.